balancing two topics this morning. The first is just following up on one thing from yesterday. If the league has actually contacted you about this deflating football talk.
Yeah, any questions on that you should talk to them about.
And then the second question is, how are you going to handle this week in terms of how much of the game plan you'll have in place prior to leaving for the Super Bowl?
Well, we'll work through that in the next couple of days and be ready for the players when they come back on Thursday, and we'll have it figured out by then.
Morning, Bill. I asked Matt Patricia this yesterday. When you have guys like Brandon Browner and Alan Branch who have played on the team you're playing in the Super Bowl, and you have an extra week to prepare, can they be of any particular advantage in terms of personnel planning whatsoever, or is it mostly the film you watch?
Certainly the what we see and what they're doing now is important, but I'm sure that they can, they play with those guys. They certainly can give us some insight into some specifics about them.
Yeah, just a quick follow-up, Bill. I mean, when you say that they can be, of some help, is it technique? Is it game planning? Is it, in what regard can they maybe offer a word or two of advice that you might find and the coaching staff might find helpful?
I don't know. I mean, depends on what they say. I really don't know.
Morning, Coach. How are you this morning?
Hey, good.
Good. Hey, Coach, I know you're still putting the game plan together, but in very general terms about Seattle, just a very obvious question with Wilson and Lynch. Wilson's so effective as a runner. Is the fact that Lynch is so powerful a threat, is that what makes their play action and Wilson's running so dangerous?
Sure, it's a big part of it. It's definitely a big part of it. You try to stop the run, and then you have to, deal with the play-action game. Certainly the run game's a big priority with both of them. And a lot of, some of Wilson's plays come on bootlegs, so he's kind of running out of the pocket, and you're concerned about him running, and you stay back and he runs, and then you try to come up on him, and the receiver uncovers and he throws it, so he's kind of trying to create that 2-on-1 fast break type of situation.
Yeah.
And so they're good at it. They're really good at it. He's good, makes good decisions. So some of that's tied in with play action, some of it isn't, but it's bottom line is they do a good job with all of it.
Just a real quick follow-up is, Luck is more powerful and Wilson more shifty and that kind of thing. Maybe a little faster, that kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're both pretty strong runners. I don't know. That's just something I can't really put it into words. Wilson's just got an instinctiveness. He just knows where people are. It looks like he's going to get tackled, and he doesn't. Kind of reminds me of watching Staubach. You think that he doesn't see him, but he sees him, somehow he just knows they're there. He's got an uncanny sense of awareness of what's around him, good or bad. So I don't know how you. I can't really define it. I don't know how you coach it. It's just an awareness that is all great players have it. All good players, have it. I think he just has it at a higher level. It's really impressive.
Hey, Bill, I just had a couple of quick questions about the secondary. Heard you on the radio yesterday talking about the use of nickel personnel and how that's climbed this year especially. I'm wondering if that's something that you guys have been able to forecast and whether, a year ago or 2 years ago you kind of saw defense is trending in this direction. And then my other question was I wanted to ask how your defensive backs and their ability to process information has allowed you guys to be flexible this year on defense just from watching the game a couple nights ago. It seemed like a lot of those guys had to be ready for a lot of different matchups.
Well, that's. I think that's taking the second question first. I think that's definitely true. You know, the Colts have four receivers and three tight ends, and they played all seven of those players, you know, throughout the game in different combinations, and sometimes the receivers could come in for, you know, one for one or two for two, and it wasn't a different personnel group. It was just one guy coming in for somebody else. So the combinations on the matchups were, you know, constantly moving throughout the course of the game. So that's, you know, that was created communication and identification matchup and challenge for us. The nickel defense, I think that's, you know, definitely a trend. I mean, it's something that just happened this year. It's been going that way, I'd say, for a period of years, and just going higher. So you could go back there and track those stats on whatever. I'm sure there's a bunch of websites that do it, Pro Football Extra or whatever they are. So, yeah, I think it's a definite. That's a definite trend. I don't think it's unique to us. It's league-wide.
Good morning, Bill. I know it was a couple of years ago, and rosters have obviously changed, but I'm just curious what you might remember most about the game up in Seattle a few years back, and if you think it could be the tape could be any kind of a helpful preparation tool for next Sunday.
Well, sure. I think there's some value to it. We'll definitely look at that game, as I'm sure they will. Some things are similar, but it's a couple of years ago, and there's a lot of things that have changed. But it'll be one piece of a big puzzle, and we'll just try to put it all together and see what we can come up with. But yeah, no, we'll definitely look at that. It's relevant.
Any memory? Sorry, I just didn't know if Bill had any memories off the from that game off the top of his head.
Oh, yeah, not a lot of great ones.
Bill, the other day when Silver Salinga goes out and you're already without Chris Jones, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the job the defensive line did with the rotations and kind of being maybe a little bit shorthanded and the good job that they did on Sunday in watching the film.
I thought our line was played solidly. It was good. Brought Joe up on the roster for Chris, who was inactive, so with Joe Allen, Silver, and Vince, the playtime was kind of divided there, so it was good that we had that little bit extra depth, especially when Silver went out for, half a quarter or however long it was. I thought those guys, it was kind of a unsung job in that game of pushing the pocket, trying to keep Luck from stepping up. It wasn't perfect, but we didn't make it as easy for him as maybe he's had at other times to, move up into the pocket and deliver the ball that he had to deal with, some guys getting pushed back on him a little bit. So that was kind of the idea there. I think those guys competed well, and, they gave us a solid level of play.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah. You're welcome. Sure.
Thanks. Bill, it was interesting to hear you mention Roger Staubach, just sort of in making the connection to Russell Wilson. I was curious if you could just expound upon that in terms of what you remember from watching Staubach and sort of what sparked that thought for you as you started to watch Russell Wilson.
I don't know. It's just the way I remember. Remember a lot of Staubach's, spectacular running plays where it looked like he was about to get tackled by three or four guys and he, would Houdini it out of there somehow. Should see Wilson doing some of the same things.
Hey, Bill, I just wanted to get your take on just the way Seattle won the NFC Championship game. Just what kind of stood out to you most about the way they were able to come back?
I mean, they're a really good football team. You know, they've shown that week after week and year after year. They're well coached. They have a lot of good football players that compete hard down after down. Nothing's easy. They make you work for everything. They're good in all phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams. They made big plays in the kicking game, you know, to beat Green Bay with the onside kick and the fake field goal. You know, they tackle well, they run well, they run the ball well, and they have good team speed. They run well, you know, period. It's again just a real good solid football team that doesn't have, you know, too many things that are not in the upper part of the level of the league, no matter what area you look at. And they're well coached, they're disciplined, they're sound, they make you earn everything. You gotta block them, you gotta defend them, you gotta defend the running game, you gotta defend the quarterback. You got to defend the receivers. You got to play good in the kicking game, and if you just don't do it right, they can strip sack you. They can break a long run, break a long pass, make a play on special teams. There's not they just wear you down with their relentless effort, and that's why they're playing this week. That's the kind of team they have. They show up and they do it on a weekly basis.